But when you've been doing this practice, when you live in rhythm and in flow, sometimes the themes just come at you. Even before you do the exercise, even before you sit down and write it, you already know what the month is going
to
be.
Listen up, people. That's right. It's time to listen to the sparks of bliss in your life. I'm your host and life coach, Caroline de Posada from Miami, Florida. And this podcast is an invitation to join me in upgrading our mindset, wellness, and relationships so that together we create a life that unlocks our bliss. Join me each week as we explore practical strategies, inspiring stories, and the moments of clarity, or as we like to call them, los momenticos, that make the world a little more magical. Consider this your weekly dose of wisdom in your pocket. Are you ready? Let's do this.
Hey, listener, welcome to episode number 83 of Listen Up. So today is the last sacred Sunday of N squared November. If you've been here a while, then you already know what that means. But if you are brand new to the podcast, today is the day where we wrap up the month and welcome a new month with our Live with Intention framework. That means we get to notice what happened last month, what were the wins, what were the lessons, what were the challenges. We get to name our intention for the upcoming month, and then we get to spend the month nurturing those intentions. Now, December is a very special month this year because it is the first year that we run through an entire 12-month cycle of the Blissen Up podcast show. We started this podcast in May of 2024, so we welcomed in 2025 together, but to complete an entire year, week after week, showing up every sacred Sunday to work on our mindset, on our wellness, on our relationships, to live with intention month after month, and to really focus on living a blissful, meaningful life feels very significant to me. So I'm just deeply grateful for the entire experience. I'm grateful to you for tuning in each week. And if you're brand new here, I hope that you'll continue to tune in and find little golden nuggets of wisdom along the way. So let's dive in to November and get ready for December. November for me was a bit of a challenge. It was actually exactly what the name suggested. N squared, now and next, was like the perfect theme for November. It really expanded this month. But as the universe does, the universe always wants to teach you some lessons and throw some challenges your way to expand your capacity and expand your wisdom. And I certainly feel like that happened to me this month. Things that I savored starting podcast interviews with guests. I had never done that before. That had been on my next bucket for a long time. I had been wanting to bring in some guests to the podcast, and this is the month that we did that. I invited my dear friend Nikki Novo to my home, and we had a lovely in-person interview with her, which also involved a fika gathering with our community. It was absolutely wonderful. And then I had another interview with my friend Carlos, which was aired last week. That was an incredible episode because it was highlighting a moment of synchronicity in both of our lives. So I got to do that, and that was very exciting. But it was also a month where I had a dental procedure that totally threw me for a curveball. My goodness. Have you ever had a tooth extraction? Okay, sounds pretty gross, but yeah. I had a tooth extraction this month, and when I tell you, it was intense. I did not expect it. It really caught me by surprise. I will tell you, I didn't even plan for somebody to take me to the tooth extraction. I thought I was just going to drive there, have the extraction and go home. And the night before the procedure, my mom and my sister were like, "What are you doing? Who's going to take you to this thing?" So my sister was gracious enough to drive me to the dentist and then drive me home. And I didn't even cancel. I blocked. So I had the tooth extracted on a Monday and I blocked that day. It was like the one day that I canceled my hub community and I rescheduled it for Thursday. And I kind of blocked that whole day just to recover. But I kept the rest of the week with coaching clients and meetings. And I thought I was just going to bounce right back. And oh boy, was it painful. Oh my word. It threw me for a loop. And it was an interesting experience with the N squared mindset as I was like experiencing this tooth extraction, because it gave me an opportunity to notice that when you are in pain, pain has a way of consuming the now. Like it doesn't really leave space for much else. You can't enjoy almost anything when you are really in the pits of pain. And that could be emotional, it could be physical. And it kind of was all consuming for a little bit. I'm not one to take medication, but I was taking my ibuprofen every 6 hours just to like manage the situation. My face was very swollen. My husband lovingly called me Marlon Brando from The Godfather because my face looked so bad. It was very all consuming. But because my theme for November was on savoring the now and preparing for the next, it was also an opportunity for me. Number one, feel deep empathy for people who are in pain. Like every time that I am exposed to a very painful situation, it just reminds me of our fragile human body. So it really brought me into a very loving place of empathy. So that was number one. Number two, it reminded me of my strength. Since I didn't cancel my coaching sessions or anything like that, when I showed up for my first session on Tuesday in the afternoon, I remember my client looked at me and saw my face and was like, "Hey, do you want to cancel this? Like, we don't have to coach today." But I felt that I could show up. I felt that I had capacity, that I was strong enough to show up, and I was able to channel my energy and like take the focus off of the pain and put the focus onto my client. And every time that I did that for the next 2 weeks, because the pain lasted like 11 days, it was crazy. Not as strong. Every day it got a little bit better, a little bit better, but it wasn't a good feeling. But every time that I did that, that I was able to channel that pain, I felt stronger. I felt more resilient. I felt more capable. And using the N squared theme, I kept thinking to myself, right now, I am expanding my capacity so that the next version of me remembers how strong I am. Right now, I'm showing up with this pain, knowing that I'm not going to feel this pain forever, that this is very temporary, that this will pass, and that there's something for me to learn here. So that whole experience, although it wasn't pleasant, it was purposeful. And I really thank my theme for that. I thank the fact that living with intention has given me this lens to see the world. Every experience, every event, everything is an opportunity for me to look at it from the theme, from the intention, from the opportunity for growth. Every single one. It's that's a beautiful part of this work. It's been like strengthened in me. It has taken root in my heart. But nonetheless, it did throw me off a little bit. It took me off center. It took me, I feel in some ways it slowed down my momentum, and I have to be really intentional about stepping back into that momentum and activating a new momentum after recovering from that procedure. So that was November in a nutshell. Now, there was a few more moments of clarity that I experienced from November, but I reserved those for my coaching circle, the hub. I host my coaching community every Monday, and we go deep into reflections and coaching and hot seats and intentional living. And I shared some more deep dives into that in the hub, which, if this is something that you'd like to be a part of, I invite you to look at the show notes and look at the link, and you can sign up. Our group is opening up again in February. But the one thing I want to share from what I was talking in the hub was that the month of November led me to want to look for some spiritual teachings. And I often refer back to Wayne Dyer when I'm looking for some spiritual enlightenment. And on this particular day, a few days ago, I went on YouTube and I did a search for Wayne Dyer. And what came up was a book called Wishes Fulfilled. I was surprised because I don't normally find audiobooks on YouTube, but somehow it had been recorded on YouTube, the entire book. And I just kind of started listening to it. And as I was listening to the book, it started talking about synchronicity and about all these concepts that were exactly aligned with the season that I'm in, with the feelings that I was feeling, and with what I want coming up for December. And Wayne Dyer said a sentence, and he shared a word, and when he said the word, it was exactly what I needed to hear, and it was exactly what I wanted for December. And that is how my intention came for this month. Now, normally I'll tell you, think about what is the energy that you want for the month. What do you want to step into? Think about what your intentions are. What do you want to get out of the month? What would success look like for the month? But when you've been doing this practice, when you live in rhythm and in flow, sometimes the themes just come at you even before you do the exercise, even before you sit down and write it. You already know what the month is going to be. And that is what happened to me this month. So when I heard the word, I knew that that was the theme for December. I was absolutely certain. So the theme for December is, drumroll please, In Spirit December. Wayne Dyer was talking and he said, when I'm living in spirit or inspired, the rest of the sentence just floated away, because that was exactly what I was looking for in December, was living in spirit and inspired. I knew that that's exactly what I was aiming toward. This is the season that I'm in. We are getting ready to welcome the winter. The winter is a time for rest. It's a time for dreaming. It's a time for getting cozy and connecting to your spirit, sitting with spirit. So this December, I want to focus on nurturing my in-spirit energy. What does that mean? It means I want to make sure that every action that I take is aligned with my highest version of myself, with my spirit. I want to be connecting to my spirit through meditation, through prayer, through contemplation. I want to focus on the synchronicities. Last week, like I said, I had an interview with my friend Carlos on a synchronistic story that took place on an airplane. But there are so many synchronicities, big and small. And interestingly, the moment that I chose in spirit as my theme, that day, I felt a synchronicity immediately. First of all, Wayne Dyer was talking in the book about synchronicity and the dance between being guided and having your own free will. Like sometimes you are doing things that seem to be from your own free will, but then you experience this connection or this moment of synchronicity. And then in hindsight, you're like, was that divinely orchestrated? Like, was it connected? You know, was I guided in that direction? So he was addressing this in the book. And I am at that moment driving to Whole Foods. And when I park at Whole Foods, I had a thought. And the thought was, I had my headphones with me. And I thought, I shouldn't use these headphones when I go into Whole Foods. Because I thought about my friend TJ Kostecki, who always talks about being present. And he uses the grocery store as an opportunity to be present. Like, talk to the person at the checkout line, you know, greet your cashier. Be present, connect with people. So I thought about him in that brief moment. And I thought, I want to open myself up to a synchronicity. And if I'm wearing my headphones at Whole Foods and I'm just listening to the book, I'll be closed off to that opportunity. So if I don't wear my headphones, maybe I will experience a synchronicity. This is like a little brief second. It wasn't a super long, I'm making it longer than it was, but it wasn't like a long thought. It just happened. And I get off the car and I go in and I don't have my phone playing the recording at that time. And as I'm nearing the end of my grocery shop, I run into my friend, Gabby. Now, Gabby lives in the area. Her going to Whole Foods is totally appropriate. It's not like it's this big mystery, but here is what's interesting. I have had two items that belong to Gabby in my car for months. Gabby's kids go to the same school as my kids. And despite the fact that I've seen her at school functions, I have very often forgotten to hand her these items that I've been carrying in my car. On this particular day, I had decided that I was going to drive to Gabby's house to drop off these two items, because I had just purged my son's room. I had decluttered a bunch of stuff and gotten rid of a bunch of clothes that no longer fit him. He's gotten so big. I had a bunch of stuff in the car. And he has a friend who lives right by Gabby. And I had a bag of clothes for his friend. So I thought, I'll go to the friend's house and then I'll go to Gabby's house and then I'll go home. I was trying to chunk my errands in one spot so that I could be efficient. But it turns out my friend, my son's friend wasn't home. They were in Alabama for Thanksgiving break. So when that happened, I decided that I wasn't going to go to Gabby's house because now I couldn't kill these two birds with one stone. So I kept the items in my car and I was like, okay, maybe I'll go to her house tomorrow. And I started like planning other opportunities that I would be in that area so that I could drop off the items. But there she was picking up some food and I was able to see her, give her a hug, connect with her, and hand her these two items that I had in my car that I had needed to give her for all that time when just a few hours earlier, I was this close to passing by her house. Now, is that a coincidence? Yes, it is. Is it divinely connected to my story? I get to choose. Yes, I get to choose that it is. I think it's a beautiful testimony that I was listening to this book. I chose to be in spirit. I made an acknowledgement that I wanted to embrace and welcome synchronicity into my life. And there it was. A small but significant nudge from the universe reminding me that life indeed is rigged in my favor and that there's magic everywhere if you choose to pay attention to it. So, this December, we are embracing our spirit. We are getting into spirit, living in spirit. Maybe that means being more present with your family. Maybe that means focusing on connection and meaning and relationships. Maybe it means asking your higher self, what is the next right step for you? Maybe it means spending some time in prayer or meditation or listening to things that will raise your vibration. Hopefully this podcast will support that for you as well. That is what I'll be nurturing this December, and hopefully that will be a remarkable way to close the year of 2025. So now it's time to ask you, what worked for you this November? What were you proud of? What were your wins? What intentions did you set? And how did naming those intentions expand, support you, or challenge you this month to learn and to grow? What are your intentions for December? Are you going to adopt the collective December theme of being in spirit, or are you going to embrace your own? I know a few members of the hub are really stepping into a savoring of December. This is a time where I'm feeling that a lot of people have worked hard this year and have earned a moment to reap the rewards of all of the labor they have put into their lives. If that is where you are at, I invite you to enjoy it. Enjoy this moment. Savor it. Be grateful for it. Honor it. And do it with spirit. Because you've earned it. So that's all I've got for you today. I hope this episode has served you and that it will be the little seed that you need to notice, name, and nurture your December. And by the way, next week on December 7th, we have our sunrise walk. We host these walks in Miami every so often. I always announce them spontaneously, so you never know when they're gonna pop up, but we are hosting our sunrise walk next Sunday. So if you're in the Miami area and you want to be invited, just click on the link in the show notes and join us. It is a beautiful opportunity to connect with the community, to walk with us, and to end the year in an intentional way. I hope to see you soon, and I will see you next week. That's it for today's episode. Thanks so much for being here. I am deeply, deeply grateful for this time to connect. If you're loving this podcast, I'd love if you could support me by subscribing, rating, and or leaving a review wherever you listen to podcasts. Those reviews help us so, so much. And if you know of someone who could really use a voice like mine in their head, please share this with them and let them know how much you care about their bliss. Now, if you are feeling called to dig deeper and really work on elevating your mindset, wellness, and your relationships to create a healthier, happier, and more meaningful life, then I invite you to schedule a 60-minute complimentary consultation with me. Let's have a meaningful conversation and see if working together is in our future. You can find the link to the calendar of consults right there in my show notes, but you can also connect with me on my website, carolinedeposada.com, or just send me a DM on Instagram, at @carolinedeposada. Like my friend always says, the project is big and you're a part of it. So thanks for being here.